What does the surface of the inside look like? What kind of vegetation is there? What kind of animals are there? What kind of cities are there? What do they look like?
Well, F. Jansen reported that there is one continent inside the Earth and one ocean. The ocean is a small compared to the continent. I estimate the continent to be about 16,000 miles from one side to the other, and the inner ocean only about 3,000. So most of the inner surface is inhabitable. Compared to the outer surface of the Earth, we have three-fourths of water instead of three-fourths land. So there's possibly more land inside the planet than there is on the outside. And there's less vegetation there. The vegetation grows like a paradise. Olaf Jensen remarked that some of the apples that grow on the trees in the earth are as large as your head. And peaches are just humongous. Pears, the grapes were as the size of our oranges. And the people there live to be up to 800 years old with no sickness or disease. It's just a veritable paradise. After spending a year learning their language, he and his father were taken overland in a monorail train to their capital city, which is built around the original lost Garden of Eden. And it was, he described it on the highest mountain plateau of the inner continent, that where the vegetation grew even more profusely. And he described the artesian fountain in the Garden of Eden and how it divides and flows into four rivers that go to the four corners of the earth. Two goes to the north and south pole, and the other goes the other two directions.
Are there other openings to get into the hollow earth? Are there special caves, perhaps, throughout the planet, or just at the North and South Pole?
There are tunnels throughout the earth that have been discovered, probably built by the antediluvian people that were quite advanced in the sciences and technology. There are caverns that go all the way through the earth. For example, the book Eddadorpa, Hollow Earth researcher Bruce Walton from Provo, Utah, figured out that the I Am the Man guy in the book Eddadorpa was actually a man named William Morgan, who had joined the Freemasonry Society back in 1827, around there.
Freemasons come up again, huh?
And that they threw him in jail on trumped-up charges of debt, and then stole him out of the jail, threw a body into a lake, and claimed it was him. But they had actually just kidnapped him and took him on a journey to the hollow earth through a communicating cavern. He described this entrance to this cavern in Kentucky, which I believe is probably the Mammoth Cave, which I understand they haven't found the end of it. And his book is, he came back several years later with this manuscript, and it was published. It's called Eddadorpa. It's quite interesting. He describes the earth as being hollow with a shell of 800 miles thick, and the conditions within the crust of the earth. His journey to the inner earth.
There are a lot of people, Rodney, who believe this theory, aren't there?
There are in the thousands, I would say, all over the earth, yeah. But probably no more than about 4% of the people.
I want to talk a little bit about an expedition that is heading that way to look for the hole in the planet. We'll talk about that next hour. When I was a kid, I remember reading about what was called Shambhala, an area that people believed was a tunnel into the center of the planet. I remember reading Jules Verne's book, Journey to the Center of the Earth. Were those all talking about what you're talking about tonight, and that is a hollow earth?
Yeah, Jules Verne's book is actually built based on the exact same ideas that was reported by Olaf Jansson. His fictional book, Journey to the Center of the Earth, was about some explorers that descended into an extinct volcano in Iceland.
Mm-hmm.
And they went down into the inner world, and they came out into an inner surface where there was an ocean, a continent, and an inner sun giving off light, and plentiful plant and animal life. And they even caught sight of some giant people tending a herd of mammoths. So these are all exactly the same things that Olaf Jansson reported he actually saw. So he must have had some pretty good information.
You were talking at the top of the break, right before it, about planes that would fly over the poles. Why can't they see the hole?
Actually, they do. I have a friend that was flying in an air. He flies a lot, and one time he was sitting by this airliner pilot that was just sitting right by him as a passenger.
All right.
And he asked him if he had ever seen the polar opening at the North Pole, and this airline pilot told him he had. So they just keep it between themselves, not to raise a suspicion, I guess. But people have seen the polar openings.
We get a lot of reports of people disappearing, Rodney. Is it possible that they're being taken and yanked into the hollow earth?
I don't think so. There's indications that our government has been knocking flying saucers out of the sky and back engineering these flying saucers, and have been building them underground, and they have been abducting people to try to do bio engineering on them. Trying to duplicate these androids that they see flying out in these flying saucers.